Mishnah Yomis for Shabbos Kodesh, the 14th day of Sivan, Tavshin, Pei Gimel. Masechta Yoma, Perek Shlishi, Mishnah Hei. Continuing the Avodah of the day. Ketoras Shel Shachar, the Ketoras that they would offer each morning, Hoysa Krevu Ben Dom Levarim, would be offered this incense between the blood of the common tamid being sprinkled on Mizbeach and the Evorim, and burning the limbs of the common tamid on Mizbeach. Why? Why would the Ketoras come in between? Why would it have to interrupt and come before burning the limbs of the common tamid? The Gemara explains the reason is because by the Ketoras it says double the word Baboikir. It says Baboikir, Baboikir, which means earlier in the morning. By the Kabban Tomid, it only says Baboikir once. And therefore, the actual limbs had to be burnt of the Kabban Tomid, which is only says once Baboikir, had to be done after the Keturis. So the Keturis comes first. Now the Gemara explains that really the Evorim didn't even come straight after the Dam. There was actually something else that interrupted, and that was the Neros, Hatovas Shtei Neros, the cleaning out of the two candles of the menorah, two lamps of the menorah. So therefore, there were two things that were separating between the sprinkling of the blood and the Evorim, namely Ketoras Shel Shachar, the Ketoras of the morning, and Neros. So why doesn't the Mishnah mention that? And that's because the Gemara explains the Mishnah is only trying to tell us that the burning of the Evorim of the limbs was not done straight after the sprinkling of the blood. It was an interruption. But Anachanami, it wasn't just the Keturis interrupting, there was also the burning, the cleaning out of the two of the lamps of the menorah in between. Shel Bein Harbayim, says the Mishnah, what about the Keturis that was offered every day at the evening, Bein Harbayim, that was offered Bein Har Evorim Lansochim, that was done after the limbs of the Tomid Shel Bein Harbayim were burnt, were put on the Mizbeach, and the Nesachim. And the Nesachim are the flour and oil that has to be offered with every Kabban Tomid, with every oiler, and the pourings of the wine, the libations of the wine of the oiler. Those things were done after the Keturis. The Evorim, the limbs, were done before the Keturis in the afternoon, in the evening. The Gemara learns this out from the fact that the Pasuk says, Kiminchas HaBoiker, that the morning mincha had to be done like the afternoon mincha had to be done like the morning mincha and like the nesachim. In what sense? So the Gemara explains that just like the mincha of the morning service, the keturis preceded the nesachim, came before the pouring of the wine and the oil and the flour. So too the one of the Bein Harbayim, the afternoon keturis, had to precede the nesachim, had to precede the oil and the flour, the mincha, and the pouring of the wine. But since it doesn't say ke'evori haboiker, it doesn't say that the limbs of the morning tamid should be like the limbs of the afternoon tamid, and it only says it in respect of the mincha. So therefore we learn that the Keturis of the Bein Harbayim, that the Keturis of the afternoon only preceded the actual mincha, but not the Evorim, not the limbs. The limbs came first. There's no comparison made in the order of the limbs between the afternoon and the morning. In the morning, as we said before, the Keturis was done before the limbs were burnt. In the afternoon, it was done after the limbs were burnt, because that's the natural way you'd expect it to be. The limbs should be burnt straight after the sprinkling of the blood. In the afternoon, that's exactly what happened. Im hoya kohen gadol zochina istnes, continues the Mishnah. What happens if the kohen gadol was old, or he was very, very, very fussy, and he could not take the coldness of the water when he toivels? Mechamin lechamin, they would heat up water from Erevim Kippur, umatilin nasoichatzenin, and they would put it on the Erevim Kippur into the cold water, the mikveh, not to heat it, not to boil it up, but at least kadesh tofuk tzenosin, in order that to take away the coldness, the very, very coldness of the water of the mikveh. In fact, the Gemara brings that they would actually heat up on Erevim Kippur some hot metal blocks, thick metal blocks, and they would put them on Yom Kippur. They would then take it off for the fire and put them in the water, just prior to the Kohen Gadol going to Tovel in the water. Ah, you're not allowed to do that outside the Beis HaMikdash, that's true, but it's only also midrabanan. And therefore, because it's only a Shavuos, we have a principle, Ein Shavuos b'Mikdash. And so for the same reason, they were also able to heat water on Erev Yom Kippur and take it off the fire and pour it into the mikveh, so it wouldn't be so cold on the day of Yom Kippur as well. Only Osir Rabbanan, but not a problem for the, maybe not even Osir Rabbanan, because they're not heating up anything, but that was permitted for the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Mishnah Vav. Hevi'uhu leves aparva. They then brought the Kohen Gadol to the place called Beis Aparva, which was a chamber in the Azara. We're given that name because the man who built it was called Parva, according to one opinion. And the roof of that, on the roof of that chamber, there was a mikveh. So after the offering the Tomid Shel Shachar and the Kabbonis Musaf of the day, now that the Kohen Gadol is ready to start what's called Avoidas Hayom, the actual service of Yom Kippur, the special service of Yom Kippur, where he would have to toivel now to change, as he changes from his golden clothes to his white clothes, to the linen clothes. So he went up to the roof of the Beis HaParva to do that tefillah. This is now the second mikveh that he's doing now, second dipping that he's doing. Ubak Kodesh Hosa, and it was in the holy area of the Beis HaMikdash. As we said before, all the tefillahs, all the dippings that he had to do on Yom Kippur were in the holy area, except for the first one. Perusul sodin shel butz beinoil benam. They would put out spread out a sheet of linen to separate him between him and the people, to give him some modesty. Pinsnias. Kiddush yad of raglov. He would wash his hands and feet from that special basin, because he's now taking off the golden clothes, or fashat, and then he would take off the golden clothes. So this is out of respect for the clothes that he was wearing. Rabbi Meir argues, Rabbi Meir Omer Poshat, first he took off the golden clothes, and then Kiddush Yad Raglav, then he washed his hands and feet. According to Rabbi Meir, the two Kiddushim, the two washings that he does now, are both for the in honor of the clothes that he's going to wear, not the ones that he's taken off. It's just that one Kiddush is done before he goes to mikveh, one is done after the actual mikveh. But in both cases, or in the first case, it's done before the mikveh, but after he's taken his clothes off. That's why he's only Mekadosh his feet, hands and feet after he takes his clothes for a moment. But the halacha is not like Rav Meir. The halacha is that even the first dipping was also done, the first Kiddush Yad Raglav, the first washing hands and feet, was also done before he took his golden clothes on, because it is respect of the golden clothes, of the clothes he was wearing. Yod V'Tovel, he went down and toveled in the mikveh. This is the second dipping for the day. Allah, he came up out of the mikveh in his tapig and dried himself with the sheet. Heviola Bigdalov, and they would bring him his white clothes, called white because there was no gold in these white in these four clothes: the shirt, the hat, the belt, and the pants, the belt, and the hat. These four that the Kohen Gadol would only wear on Yom Kippur. He would only do the special service of Yom Kippur in these clothes. Lavash, he put on these clothes. Vikidish Yadav Raglov, and now he again would wash his hands and feet. This is giving honor to the clothes that he is now wearing, the new white clothes that he's wearing. The Gemara explains that even Rabbi Meir agrees that for this washing hands and feet, that was done after he already wore his clothes on. Now he had to already put his clothes on. And that's because the Pasuk says, when they approach the Mizbeach, they also have to wash their hands and feet. The Gemara explains, when the only thing required to do is come to the Mizbeach and wash your hands and feet. But if he has to then put on his clothes, then there would be another step involved before washing his hands and feet, and therefore we know that there's no levisha. He's already got his clothes on, and then all he has to do is approach the mizbeach. So that's how we learned it. We learned because it says wash your hands and feet and approach the mizbeach. It doesn't say put on the clothes and then approach the mizbeach. So therefore, even Rav Meir agrees here that he would have his clothes already on at the time of the Kiddush Adam Regalim, when he with now that he's got his linen clothes on.